call it Maiseroni, and then you could eat it. But V'ensach Lafrish, you don't have to give it. Rashi says, the Chivon Shekor Lo Shem, Yotza Krim Eteres Tevel. It's not called Tevel anymore. And now, it's only a question if it's Mumnis. Does it belong to the Yoni, or can you eat it? So now we say, Amaitse Mechaveri, all of Araya, you have a right to eat it. So it's enough just to be Kareas Hashem. So it's a Machlekes. By Tevel, do you have to take off Maiseroni or not? So what's the Machlekes? My love, isn't it? Welcome, Mifugi. This is the Machlekes. The mass of a vadai toivloi. If we know for sure you did not remove the maiseroni, there's a lav tifis. Therefore, now menasavik also you have to be kareas Hashem. Well, mass of Reblezer holds vadai ain't a toivloi. No, even if you know for sure you did not remove the maiseroni, there's no lav of eating the tevil. So therefore, it's only a question of dini mumnis. So therefore, menasavik you do not have to be kareas Hashem. So it's a machlekes where the maiseroni makes the tevil or not. Omalay Abaye, Abaye said back, no. Hey, if this would be pshat, Adam Mifligi b'sveikoi. Why do they only argue in the case of demai by a suffix, Liflagu b'vadoi? They should have had an argument by Vadai Tevel, where they removed everything up until Maiseroni. Is they allowed to eat it or not? Since they do not argue there, Ela de Kulayalma Vadai Tevloi. Both of them agree that by Vadai Tevel, if you removed up until Maiseroni, the Maiseroni is still there, there will be Malkus. There is a lot. For Hawk over here, welcome if again, the special Machlekes by Demai, by a Suffolk. That mass of our Lonechshitu Amioretz al Maiseroni. That this much, even an Amoretz, has mercy upon an Oni, it doesn't mean that much to him. He'll give off ready the Maiser for the Oni. This much for sure an Amoretz does. So you do not have to be afraid. That's why it's like Ein Karo L'Shem. Why? Kiva the Mainhu, Afrushi Mafrish. Since it's a question of money, he'll be mafrish it. Like he might as well take off the Issa. Now about giving it, maybe he'll hold it, maybe not, but for sure he'll take it off. Rabbon and Savri, Kiva the Trichalai Milsa, no, the Amoris doesn't care. It's a bother for him to take off the Maiseroni. Because if there's a bother involved, Loi Mafrish, still he will not take off. So that's the Machlaikis. Are we choshed that the Amoris took off Maiseroni or not? But both agree that if we know for sure he did not remove the Maiseroni, there's a lav tidit before that precious Maiseroni. Then the end of the Mishnah ends off, Kam yechem in a tevel. How much do you have to eat from the tevel? Rav Shimon says, a kol shu, nechom say no, a kezayis. Omer Rav Beibay, Omer Rav Shimon, Ben Lakish, machloikis bechita. The machloikis in the Mishnah is by one kernel of wheat. There, Reb Shimon says, you receive Malkus with a kol shu. Because that's considered a barrier, according to Reb Shimon. Avu bekemach. But if you make this kernel of wheat into flour, now, divrei hakol kezayis. Even Reb Shimon agrees that you're only chayv if you eat a kezayis worth. There is only a svar of a barrier. When it's a complete. So when it's a chita achas, then Reb Shimon says you chayv. But if it comes down to flour, it's not a barrier, then you need a shiur of a kezayis. For Reb Yirmiyah, Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, no, ki machlekes bezu, kach machlekes bezu. No, that Reb Shimon holds the chlal. There's no shear of a kezayis by Malkus. He holds for Malkus a kol shu, even if it's in flour, even though it's not a barrier, he holds a kol shu is sufficient for Malkus. Tanam, we learn like this. It says now Mishnah, Amar Reb Shimon, iyatim moedim li. Don't you agree to me? V'yechun namala kol shu shuchayiv. Why don't you agree to me if you eat an ant, a complete ant, that you chayiv, even though it's not a kezayis? Why? Because it's a berry, it's a complete creature. Amrullah, they said back to him, Vivneshu kibriyosai. Like there I agree to you, because there it's a berry. Amrullah, so Shimon said back to Chamin, Avchito achas kibriyosai. You should agree to me if you eat a one kernel of wheat, because the complete kernel is also a berry. It's a complete creature. Creation. Tamar says, Mashma, Rav Shimon says, Chitoin kemach loy. Rav Shimon only argued back to say that on one chito you should be chayiv. But Mashma, if it's kemach, if it's flour, Rav Shimon would also agree you need kezayis. Tamar says, no, I'll tell you, Lidivrayim komalhu. Rav Shimon only speaking back according to the Chumim. And it's like this, Lididi, according to me, Rav Shimon myself, Afilu kemach nami. I hold that there's no shear of a kezayis for Malkus. Even though it's in kemach, it's in flour, it's not a barrier, my shita is, for Malkus, even a kol shu is sufficient. But elulidichu. But according to your shita that you argue and say no, there's a shear of kezayis for malchus. But you also admit that a barrier is chayiv. If so, oidolamias techitachas kibriyosoi. Agree to me that a kernel of wheat is considered a complete barrier. That's sufficient for malchus. Rabbanan answers back, no. Brias neshama chashuva on the mala an end that has neshama that has life to it. That's called kibriyosa. That's a chashiva thing that you chayiv even for a kol shu. But chita loy chashuva. But since wheat doesn't have life to it, that's not chashiv. That's not called kibriyosa. So that's the whole argument back. And tani kavas Reb Yirmiya Reb Shimon Aimer kol shu lamalkis. That's the proof. Reb Shimon Shita is that for malkis it's sufficient a kol shu. Loy amru kezayis el linya korban. That we always dashin viochal toichal means a kezayis. That's only if you do it the shaygeg in the case where it's a chiyav koris that you chayv a korban. For a korban you only chayv if you eat a kezayis. But lamalkis that's Reb Shimon Shita a kol shu is sufficient. We don't pass the Reb Shimon. We hold even lamalkis also you need a kezayis. Now the Mishnah says hoichal bikurim actually kor aleim if a vizar. Or even if a kohen, if he eats from bikurim before they say the kriya of Arami Yovid Ovi, he's over alav. Bikurim has the loch. We know when you go down to your fields, the best that grows, so Yisrael takes it and brings it to Yerushalayim. The loch is once the bikurim enters Yerushalayim, there's a lav now. A kohen's not allowed to eat it. He cannot eat it until after the kriya. So if the kohen eats it before the Yisrael said the Kriya of Arami Yovid Ovi, that's how Mishnah gets Malkus. V'kodshei kadoshim chutz l'kloyim. If a Kohen eats from the Korban Chatzis outside the Kloyim, outside the curtains in the Mishkan, which had lach of Kodesh, outside Kodesh he gets Malkus. Kodshim kalim, if he eats from a Korban Shlomim, or Mais Hasheni, chutz l'choyma, if they eat it outside the Chaymas Yerushalayim, also there's Malkus. Kotch and Kalam could eat inside Yerushalayim and not outside. The same thing, Maisa Sheni. Hashavres Etzem bePesach. You have a Korban Pesach. You do the lav, you break the bone, you receive Malkus. It's a lav sheesh bMaisa. The Pesach HaTorah. It has to be, though, a Korban Pesach that's Torah that you could eat. A Korban Pesach that you're supposed to eat, the Torah says, do not break the bone. But if the Korban is treif or something happened to it, it's possible anyway, then there's no lav in breaking the bone. Is a razor like a boyin. Avol ha-moise betor. If somebody's over the Yisra Noiser, he leaves over his meat until the next morning, so he does not receive Malkus. Because if he had before, that's a lava nitzel yaseh, there's a mitzvah tesa to burn it. V'yashreve betomei, or else if you break the bone of a Korban Pesach, that's tomei, is ain't a like a boyin, then there's no Malkus. There's only Malkus on a Korban Pesach that there's a mitzvah tidit. So part of the mitzvah eating is tidit, but there are kovoid, like a melech, and not to go to break the bones. Hanoitel aim alabonim. If somebody takes the mother off the child, off the eggs, Shab Yudu aim aloike. Yudu shitr is, there's a lav, and there's no essay. He learns what the Torah says, Shalat HaShalayach HaSeim, it means Mekora. It means the Torah says first, send away the mother. Then the Torah says, do not take the mother. Now if you take the mother, you're over lav, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no essay now to send her away. So therefore you get Malkus. It's like in lav shekod muaseh. Therefore there's Malkus. There's no mitzvah of shiluch hakan now. But chom maimim no. They dash and shalach to shalach means even after you take the mother, still there's a mitzvah essay to send her away. So therefore mishaleich, there's a mitzvah to send her away now. V'yena loika. And therefore it's a lav on nitzvah yaseh, there's no Malkus. And zeh klal ko mitzvahs leis asei sheyesh b'kum asei ein chayovim aleha. Anytime there's a mitzvahs essay after the lav, like over here, after you took the mother, now there's a special pasuk shalach, send away the mother. That's manatik the lav. There's no malchus. So that's the first case of bikurim. Oma Rabba Bar Bachonim. Om Rabbi Yochanan. Zu divrei Rabbi Akiva stimtoi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva. That's a stam. It's like one person. That's yochid. Avacham marim nechom say bikurim hanochem akevus ben. By bikurim it's enough when the Yisrael brings it to the kohen and he puts it batena and he makes the anocha before the mizbeach. If he just puts it down, that's mata the bikurim. After the anocha, he's allowed to eat it even before kriya. That's called hanochem akevus ben. But kriya ain't akevus ben.
So our Mishnah goes according to Yochid Rabbi Kiva. For the Gemara, better though, for Leima Zudibur Rabbi Shimon Simtoi. Rabbi Kiva says it over the name of Rabbi Shimon. So why did the Mishnah say, why don't we say, Rab? Why didn't Rabbi say it's according to Rabbi Shimon? Hakamash Malon to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon Sirulay. It's teaching us that Rabbi Kiva also agrees to Rabbi Shimon. Now, my Rabbi Shimon, where's this Rabbi Shimon Shita? The Tanya wrote like this. The Pasuk says, Usrumas Yadecha. The end of a big Pasuk. So he dashens, well, since he dashens backwards. It's so Pasuk, he dashens it backwards. So he starts off the last words of the Pasuk is, Usrumas Yadecha. I think Rashi brings down the Pasuk. Say for the Aikrohu. The Pasuk says, Loisuch Alecha Bisharecha, Maisa de Gonch, Kisarecha, Bisarecha, Bakaris, Bakarcha, Fitzaincha, Bakon, the Recha, Ashatidar, Vinibasecha, Usrumas Yadecha. That's this Pasuk. So Bishima dashes it backwards. So the first last words are through Mas Yodecha. Elu Bikurim, it's talking about Bikurim. Amr Rabbi Shimon, Ma Bozal Olam Deinu. What is this pasuk come to teach us? Loisuch Alecha Bisharecha. What's the lab? Where does it apply to? Im Liyoichlan Chutz Lechayim. If to eat it outside Yerushalayim, like once you brought the Bikurim in, if you take it out, you cannot eat it there. So, Kal V'chayim Mi Maisa Rakal. That's the Kal V'chayim for Maisa Sheini. Ma Maisa Sheini. Like there's Malkus. Later on, the Gemara will explain why Bikurim is more chomer than Maisa. Why Maisa is called Maisa Kal. But just like by Maisa, if you eat it outside Yerushalayim, you receive Malkus. Bikurim like Kol Shechein. For sure, if you eat Bikurim outside Yerushalayim, there's Malkus. So what is the pasuk telling me? Osrumas Yodecha, that you cannot eat it outside. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. That if the Kohen will eat Bikurim before the Yisrael made the Kriya, Rami, Yovet Avi, there's a lav. That's the chiddush of Usumas Yodecha. That there's a lav seated before Kriya. Now the words before that was, V'nidvoisecha, so we dash in Zu Toide, Ushlam, goes on a carbon kachem kalim, Toide and Shlam. Now, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ma bozal l'olam deinu. What does this pasuk come to teach us something special about these kavanos? What's special about nice shlomin and toide? Im liyochlin chus lechavit teaches that if you eat it outside Yerushalayim, there's a lav kal v'chaim mimaiser. Again, I learned this out from Maiser Sheni. So, what's the chiddush of a korban toide and shlomin? Holoi bo akosav elo liyochel b'toide shlomin lefnei zrikas shuloika. According to Rabbi Shimon, if you eat it before zrikas adam, even though there's no heter to eat it, if you eat it, you get malchus. That's the chiddush lefnei zrikas. I would have thought to say lefnei zrika, there's no mitzvah to eat it b'chlal. So no matter where you eat it, there's no lav. Kamashnon, yes. If you eat it lefnei zrika, even inside Yerushalayim, there's a lav. Then the pasuk says u'bechoyres zeh b'chor means a korban b'chor. A behemah, that's a b'chor. Omer Rabbi Shimon, ma bozal olam deinu. What does this pasuk come to teach us? Im liyachon chus l'chayma. If it's found that the Kohen cannot eat the Bechor outside Yerushalayim, Ka B'chayim Mi Maiser, again, I learned it out from Maiser Sheini. Im Lefnei Zrika, if that there's a lav teed it, before you make the Zrika Saddam, if so also, Ka B'chayim Mi Toidu Shlomin, we'll soon see why Bechor is more Chomer than a Toidu Shlomin. But he holds, it's a Ka B'chayim, that Toidu Shlomin is more Kal, and by then there's a lav teed it before Zrika, so for sure there's a lav by a Bechor. If a Zar eats from a Bechor, even after Zrika, there's Malkus. It's teaching us that a Bechor belongs to the Kohen. It has Lach of Kachim. Only a Kohen can eat from a Bechor, and not a Yisrael. If a Zar eats from a Bechor, he receives Malkus, even Liyach HaZrika. Then the book says, "Bekorcho v'tzoyncho, zu chatas v'yoshim." It goes on the korban chatas kachem kodesh kadoshim. Omer Rabbi Shimon again, "Ma bozel lamdeinu." What does the pasuk come to teach us? What's special about a chatas in the noshim? Im liyochlin chutz l'chayma kal v'chayim mimaiser. Pshiti cannot eat it outside Yerushalayim. Not enough for maiser sheni. Im lefnei zrika kal v'chayim mitoy dushlamin. Im liyachas zrika for a zar kal v'chayim mibichor. So what's special about a chatas in the noshim? Even a Zrika Saddam was made already, but even if a Kain is eating it, you're not allowed to eat it outside the Kodesh. You can't eat it outside the Kloyim or outside the Kodesh, outside the Beis HaMikdash itself. Shulaika, even though you're inside Yerushalayim, but if you're outside the curtains of the Mishkan, you receive Malkus. That's the limit of this pasuk. Then it says, Nidarecha, Zu Oila, goes on the Korban Oila. Again, Om Rabbi Shimon, Ma Boz Lalamdenu, what's special, what's the special limit about a Korban Oila? Im Liyachman Chutz L'Chayma, that the current cannot, that you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim. So Pshita Kavachayim Mimaisen. Im Lifnei Zrika, Kavachayim Mimitoida Ushlamim. Im Liyachaz Rika, Kavachayim Mimibachor. Im Chutz L'Kloyim, outside the Beis Hamikdash itself, Kavachayim Mimichadas V'yoshim. So what's the chiddush about a korban oila? Hola bo hakasiv ella liyachum in oila liyachaz rika afilo befnim shulaika. There's the